the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Humans are not the only creatures bothered by mosquitoes and flies. They harass caribou so much that hundreds of thousands of the animals huddle closely together each summer in northwest Alaska to avoid being bitten and parasitized. It's one of the most spectacular gatherings of wildlife in the world, rivaling the migratory herds of Africa's Serengeti. The bugs on the North Slope are pretty ferocious, where the mosquitoes harass them 24 hours a day. And the warble flies and nasal bot flies are even worse in some ways. The warbles try to lay eggs on the animals' sides, and the bots try to fly up the caribou's nostrils to deposit eggs. To avoid the flying insects, caribou move inland and into higher elevations where there are fewer winged menaces. This forces them closer together in groups called aggregations, which reduces each individual's exposure in terms of relative number of bugs and body area open to harassment. After the threat from insect harassment diminishes, the caribou splinter as quickly as they came together and spread out throughout the Brooks Range and the Northern Slope before coming together again to migrate south during the fall.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a daily glimpse into the natural world and is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio in association with the Cincinnati Zoo.